What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Whiskey Talk with Three Dudes. Episode 70, what was it?
77.
Happy Mother's Day to all the Mexican mothers.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Feliz by the way, what we're drinking.
We usually have Pikesville.
We usually have the bottle up here so you guys can see it.
Yeah.
This is one of our favorites that we had at Winter Wonderland.
Mm-hmm. Pikesville Rye.
Yes.
Bottled at 110 proof. Which is considerably higher than typically like Rittenhouse, which is one of our other favorites.
It is.
And the FEW rye was pretty damn good too.
It was.
This is definitely, what was the first rye that we had that Eddie didn't really care for?
Templeton.
Templeton.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't really like Templeton.
Templeton was more on the liquor side. This is more on like the cherry. Like to me, like when I try it, get a lot of the, like even if you kind of like, to me if you smell it, like I get a lot of the cherry notes.
Well, on the Pikes.
On this, yeah.
Like
it almost smells like a cherry juice.
Yeah, it does actually.
Like what?
Like a cherry juice.
Like the maraschino cherries.
A little bit, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the medicine cherry.
Mm. No, not Tylenol cherry.
And the flavor, man, like. Just yeah, I get a lot. I get a lot of cherry, almost like a cherry Coke.
Yeah,
distiller Distiller's Heaven Hill, which by the way we tried the Heaven Hill, right? We had the Heaven Hill
the bottled and bond, yeah.
Bottled and bond. So this is Distillery's Heaven Hill. It's 51% rye, 37% corn, 12% barley. The cask is in new charred oak, aged 6 years. Hmm. Average price is about $50, which is. About what the sticker says on top here.
Yeah, right around there.
$46.99.
Well worth it.
The color is crimson caramel. Nose is a dollop of rye spice accompanied by notes of caramel, vanilla, citrus peel, brown sugar, red licorice, wood, fruit, and a light herbal quality.
Now that it's sitting here, you know what I get? Mm. A lot of, like, I mean, this really, like, reminds me just of an old-fashioned just on its own. Like, I mean, I know there's not a lot of other notes on that would go in an old-fashioned.
Yeah.
Other than maybe an orange peel.
Yeah.
But even then, like, it still has the orange scent.
Yeah, it does have that orange peel. Not that
a little citrusy.
About, yeah.
Yeah.
Even the taste, though.
It's so good, man.
It is good.
On the palate, by the way, this is off of the whiskeyjug.com. The palate, they say it's a velvety layer of rye, spice, followed by notes of caramel, marzipan, pepper, wood, red licorice. Yeah, mazapan.
Órale.
Herbal notes and citrus frosting.
See, like yeah. when he says red licorice, to me that's what this reminds me of. Mm. More like the red vines.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Light bits of earth. I'm going blind. Leather and fruit. Add nice accents to an already multidimensional whiskey. The finish is long, spicy, and accented by notes of wood, toffee, and citrus-spiked chocolate. This is honestly... Wasn't it voted like the best rye in the nation?
I think so.
I don't know if it was the first or the second best. That's what the...
This had a little tag on it that had Rye of the Year and number two... World Whiskey of the Year by Jim Murray's Whiskey Bible in 2016. Wow. Double gold in the San Francisco World Spirit Competition in 2015.
Mm. That's saying a lot for number two in the world.
Yeah.
Whiskey.
Yeah. It's, man.
And
yeah,
it's not expensive.
Not really.
It's not. I mean, compared to like, you know, those, what's the one we tried that was really expensive? That's like 2000 something.
When we went to go to the tasting?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wow, we tried the Pappy Van Winkle.
Pappy, yeah. I mean, this is really good.
Pappy was cool, but it wasn't like something like, oh, I got to get it.
It wasn't, dude, there's so much hype to it. And quite honestly, like, I mean, to say like, oh, you can spend $2,000 on this bottle, or you can spend it on... Multiple bottles. I would go with the multiple bottles.
I would go with multiple bottles as well.
I agree.
I mean, there's just so much more to enjoy. I mean, and this would definitely be in that collection of stuff you'd pick up for $2,000.
Oh,
that's for sure. You know, sure. There's actually a. I was reading another thing. We have to try to find this Rittenhouse bottle and bond.
I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen it either. Unless the Unless the regular Rittenhouse is bottled in malt, but I don't think so. I don't remember seeing
that. I think we still have that bottle here.
We still have a bottle of Rittenhouse.
I don't know if it'll...
Yeah, it should be in the bottom. If I remember when we were putting them away.
Which, by the way, I don't know if you guys noticed our new setup. We got the new little... we got the monkey with the banana gun. That was in... that's courtesy of Rebecca. She had this for a long time.
She's thanks, like, Rebecca. Then
I don't have it. She's like, I it doesn't go with my theme in my place anymore. So she's like, I don't know what to do with it. I was like, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Put it in our. So let's see. And then we picked this up here and then just spray painted it so it looks like brand new. Right.
Yeah. It nothing was like fancy. This weird silver color before
it was like silver or purple or something.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so that way it looks a little bit more organized, a little bit better.
Yeah, and then...
I'm trying to find that bottle.
I am, now, too. So
I it has to be there, though, because I remember I seen it. It's the one...
Yeah, I'm trying to look for it. I can't spot it.
Anyway,
it's... It should be
let
there.
Let me see. There's an easier way to do this. If we just...
Looking online?
Yeah, just to look
at... Oh, how does it look, the label?
Rittenhouse, bottled in bond.
Oh, it's right here. Look. It is bottled in bond. It's right there.
Hold oh, okay. On. No. Oh, okay. They changed their label.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, then the standard Rittenhouse that, you know, we enjoyed was a bottled in bond. But, yeah, this is a little bit higher proof. It's aged a couple years longer than the Rittenhouse. So, you're basically, paying an extra, you know, 20... Mm-hmm. About an extra $20 on top. Well worth it in either respect. They're both very enjoyable.
Very.
But this Pikesville is quite tasty.
I don't know if we were talking about it before we started recording or while we were recording, but we were commenting how this would be good in a cocktail. Just
yeah, it would in actually
old fashioned or my favorite Sazerac.
This is one that we discussed it. Because this was probably, of the tastings that they were giving out, this is probably one of our favorites. And we all kind of unanimously agreed that, you know, we enjoyed this more. I tried, Jack Daniels was there, and I tried their Sinatra Select. Man, quite honestly, for a bottle that's well over $120.
It was like $250, wasn't it, for the Sinatra Select?
I'm not sure, but I don't know that it was necessarily... Like
it wasn't that great. Up. It wasn't that great.
It's just a brand name. It's Jack. Everybody knows Jack.
Everybody knows Jack Daniels. Like, everybody knows Frank Sinatra. So
it was good, but it wasn't like close to $200 good.
No.
Interestingly enough, Whiskey Jug says that in addition to being an absurdly tasty sipper, Pikesville Rye's an insanely good cocktail whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Says it makes a really good, a really sensational Manhattan. I'm kind of interested to try this in a cocktail.
Yeah.
If I ever see it like at a bar and that's one of my choices for rye.
Which it should be fairly common. I've seen it at bars. I mean, it's not uncommon to see it at bars.
The Pikesville?
Yeah.
No, I don't, yeah.
I don't think I've seen it.
Pikesville? I haven't seen it either.
For myself.
I've seen it at a couple places. I forget where, but I've seen it at a couple places.
But, I'm going to keep an eye out now. For this thing.
Yeah.
So let's see, Prohibitions.
Quite honestly, not very many places like prominently display their rye for some reason. Maybe because they're using Rittenhouse. I don't know.
It's an acquired taste, really,
for Rittenhouse.
Well, just rye.
Rye in general.
That's true. And I could say an experience because I don't really like rye. Like I have to really like. Well, this one's I like this one because it's sweet, and you know how I like bourbon. Bourbon's kind of sweet too.
Yeah.
And then this one's.
Grab that.
It's not too sweet though.
Grab that Rittenhouse.
No.
All right, let me grab that. Oh, you want to compare?
Yes.
We're going to compare.
Oh, no.
So, I hope everybody's week is going great right now.
I don't know that I would say it's been great.
No? No. It's one of those days.
Well, my mom called me this morning, and it's not a good sign when your mom calls you crying in the morning. My uncle passed away.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, for sure. Sure.
That's why I was on the phone like for a while because I was talking to my brother, checking up on my mom, see how she is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's different.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Different.
How old was your uncle?
56.
Young.
Wow. Young. Very young.
Do you mind me asking what he passed away from?
Heart attack, I think.
Wow.
Dude.
He had high blood pressure for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, there was on two occasions where we lived like within, like we were, you know, we're pretty much close neighbors. Mm-hmm. He's a really good guy. It's a bummer to hear to learn that.
The good die young, man.
Yeah. I mean, he was working hard to achieve his dream, which is, I think he was planning on building his own home from scratch. And he was pretty close to that goal and ended up not working out, you know. But luckily, he survived by two of his sons who will pretty much take over the family business, and they're, they know what they're doing and they have a lot of work. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Rittenhouse is more spirit forward.
Yeah.
Pikesville is.
There's a lot more.
A lot more going on.
It's almost not fair drinking them side by side, quite honestly, because Rittenhouse by itself is good, but Pikesville just kind of blows it away.
It's a little more complex. There's a lot more going on.
And it's funny because this is bottled at 100 proof.
Yeah,
and
I tried it.
That's at 110. And. Definitely more spirit forward on this.
Yeah.
On the Rittenhouse.
It's more that enjoyable. Yeah. That one, yeah.
It's more enjoyable trying
this one is, sipping it. But it's a little, you could taste the rye more on this one than this one.
Really?
It's more dry.
I think,
well, my on both end, of them, I don't know.
It's just, there's a lot more, like, you get more of the alcohol burn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even when you,
it's more. What's the proof on that one?
110.
Oh, and that's 100?
Yep.
Huh. Interesting. Total mind blown.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
why is it that this one's more flavorful than that one then?
Well, me. It's personally. Magic, bro. It's alchemy.
Wait, which one? Which one is more flavorful?
This one.
Pikesville?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's a couple of extra years. I mean, 2 years is quite a bit in aging time on new oak barrels. So I'm sure that. You know, I'm sure that probably has a lot to do with it.
Maybe the, I'm sorry. I'm going to grab the bottle because I want to see where Pikesville's from. Where's that from? Do you know? Is it Indiana?
I don't think, no.
No, right?
It's not that. I don't think that's MGP. I think that's its own distillery.
Because it also depends on
the weather.
Oh, you know what? They're both from the same place.
Yeah.
And they're both from.
They're both from the same distiller.
Heaven Hill Distillery.
They're both from the same distiller. I was thinking about it. I'm like, no, they're both Heaven Hill.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder what the. Hold on, let me check on. Because I. Let me see. All right, so for Pikesville.
I wonder if people are having different. Trying to watch.
So check this out. What's up?
Well, people are having trouble watching our podcast.
Why?
Are they?
I don't know. Well, just keep it going.
Let me see.
So I'm on Breaking Bourbon under the value section. Mm-hmm. This is what they have listed. They're like, Pikesville comes in at double the price of a Rittenhouse bottled in bond, which is a steep price to pay for what is essentially two additional years of aging and 10 additional proof points. Pikesville does deliver a more refined experience. I agree. Mm-hmm. This is not a knock against Pikesville, but more a nod to Rittenhouse bottled in bond for being a fine rye in and of itself at a really affordable price point. Okay. I give it that. The thing about the rye market is that it's easy for a product to carve out its niche, even in a price range where there's competition, and Pikesville does face some competition in this price range from other quality ryes, such as High West Rendezvous Rye, which we haven't tried, Double Rye Barrel Aged Variants, and even E.H. Taylor Rye. Haven't tried that one. Well, these ryes might offer more complex. Well, see, here's the thing. Now I'm interested because he's saying, while these ryes might offer a more complex in-depth, what Pikesville brings to the table is a really easy to drink, full flavored rye with less polarizing flavor profile than the other categories.
I was trying to see what the mash bill is. I have a Pikesville mash bill. I don't know if you can look up Rittenhouse's mash bill. Because the mash bill for Pikesville is 51% rye, 37% corn, 12% barley. So I wonder if the Rittenhouse mash bill is different.
Rittenhouse mash bill, 51% corn or 51% rye, 37% corn, 12% malted barley.
That's the same.
Yeah.
That's just odd.
Two additional years and water.
Mm.
That'll do it.
That's awesome.
I mean, think about it. You're watering it down by an additional 5%.
Right.
Actually, yeah, 5%. So there's 5% more water in Rittenhouse, and it's 2 years younger. Even from the same distillery, you're gonna notice that.
Hey, what's up, Kiki? I just saw Kiki's
Post
right here. Right, hey, buddy, we have to have you back on, man.
For sure.
Whenever you're free, bud. Yeah, dude, going back to your uncle and heart attacks, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, my ex-father-in-law, I mean, he just passed away recently from that as well, too, from a heart attack. It's just, it's scary, and it's got to take care of yourself. And even then, I mean, just, it comes out of nowhere, you know?
Yeah.
It's funny because you say that, because my uncle on Sunday or Saturday, Saturday night, he had pain on his chest. Thanks to God, everything. He went to the hospital and stuff. Yeah. But it's just crazy. Like, you know, you don't know when.
Yeah. No, he's had high blood pressure for a long time, and he was also diabetic, and it's just one of these things that, like,
multiple complications.
Yeah. Plus, you know, working a lot, not sleeping well, all these things.
Sleep is very important, man.
Yeah. So
I was watching a TED Talk on how to trick your body. Well, not trick your body, but how to be able to fall asleep. Right. And there was this guy, I think he was like a drummer or something, but he had trouble sleeping. And so what he had figured out was your body, I guess, works at a certain rhythm. So he started like tapping his hands on his thighs at a certain rhythm.
Yeah.
Right. And then breathing. So he would do deep breaths and then release them.
I've heard that in terms of like that, focusing on your breathing and stuff like that.
Focus on breathing and the rhythm. And you say, he's like, so he tried that for a bit. And then he's like, I just closed my eyes just to close them for a minute. And next thing you know, I woke up, you know, 7 hours later, 8 hours later in the morning. Yeah. And he's been doing that ever since.
You know, that does work, because I remember I tried it once when I went to go do my blood pressure. And I just closed my eyes and just like, you know, just relax my whole body.
Yeah.
And then usually what we used to do when we used to run, remember?
Yeah.
There's a point when you're running and you're like tense. But then if you breathe in and breathe out, the whole tense goes away and you just relax.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks, Carlos. Appreciate that. I'm trying to work on the background.
Yeah,
dude. He said the background looks legit now.
Nice.
And for a while, we just had the flag and like a big white wall. I know my buddy Randy, he was like, dude, you need to either paint the wall or something.
But
we're getting there little by little, man.
Yeah. I think this one worked out really good.
Right. Yeah.
We'll find some more stuff to add to it.
Yeah.
Make it look like a Chevy's. Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Come on down, man.
What's going on, dude?
What up, mija?
Hey, what's happening, dude?
Yeah, watch out.
Come on. Who's that, dude? Don't be camera shy. How you doing, sir? The mystery hand.
Yeah.
The mystery hand.
What's up, dude? Long time no see, man. How you been?
What's up, girl?
Sure, take a seat.
Come on down, man. It's Alex. You guys have seen Alex before.
Yeah, he's been here before.
Drinking Pikesville Rye, if you'd like some. It's pretty delicious.
It is.
Would you like to taste it?
Here you go. Just go for it, man. I know where your mouth has been.
Ooh.
Oh.
Wow.
That's what's worrying. That's what's worrying. Fuck. Grab a seat, man. You're not going to grow anymore.
I know.
You can sit in that chair there. It's cool. It does.
Does it not? Yeah, it sure does.
In the best of ways.
How's everybody doing?
Good, man.
Fantastic. You might want to get the mic up to
my mouth.
Oh, damn it. It's loose.
So what?
Tighten the...
this thing.
Yeah. Okay. Just tighten
it. Flywheel.
Oh, man.
It's got that flaccidness to it.
Yeah. We'll sprinkle some Viagra on it. Keep it up.
In liquid form? Viagra in liquid form?
Yeah.
You guys talking about me or what?
Oh, yeah. All the time, bro.
Were your ears ringing or what?
Fuck.
See, you're wearing blue like your favorite pill.
Hell yeah.
That was a good one.
That's how I hold the steering wheel, bro. I'm just saying.
Don't text and drive.
No. Exactly.
What are you drinking there? You got coffee in there or what?
Oh, no. It's just some vodka.
Just
some vodka, bro.
We gotta get you a cup.
Strawberry.
So we got Rittenhouse in here. I don't know if you want to kill this Rittenhouse. This is
kill it. Yeah, sure.
And then we'll
We'll pour you some.
Rinse it with. Actually, I want to add some water to it. Actually,
here.
I don't know. Right there.
That's the only reason that one.
You know what? I forgot to bring out the ice. But I'm not
gonna get it. I don't know if I want to put ice.
No, in this. I don't know either.
No, it's actually pretty good right now the way it is.
That's
That's a different one. We
like. It is really good.
Yeah, we like that one, but we like the Pikesville a little bit more. I think they're both good. Grab it, dude. Don't be shy.
Do you want to rinse out the cup?
Nah, I shouldn't need to.
No.
Or, yeah, you can just rinse it out and pour it in there if you want.
Here. All right, so I added a drop of water to this. Let's see what happens.
Don't mind us. We're new here. We haven't done this before.
I like that. See, it doesn't waste it.
Yeah, there you go.
Nope.
I was talking about the top. That's pretty cool. That's the first bottle I've seen that actually does it, where, like, the whole thing is cork.
It mellows it out.
I bet.
It does it with the water?
Oh, yeah. It was a tiny drop too. You want to try it with the drop?
Yeah, why not? Fuck it.
The finish isn't as long.
I'm all right with that, as long as it, you know, changes it for the better. We'll see. See if it makes it more enjoyable.
No, well, people argue that when you add water, you said, like you said right now, it makes it for the better.
Some of them do, some of them don't. Yeah, we have perfect examples for both.
Yeah, there's one that we tried that it was like completely like ignored.
There's one that the only way I would drink it is if I added a drop of water to it.
Oh, really?
Which one's that?
Contradiction.
Oh, yeah.
It's good by itself.
I like them both, though. I like it both by itself.
It's good by itself, but if you have it available, why wouldn't you? It makes it so much better. It doesn't make sense not to. That's a blend. The contradiction is a blend of a high rye whiskey and a high wheat whiskey.
Yeah. I was talking to my buddy, Brian, and he's like, I just barely heard about blends. I was like, yeah, it's a thing.
Ooh.
What'd you think of it?
That is good.
Right?
With the water?
Yeah.
With just a little small amount of water.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It makes it better, I think.
Did you add some, or you want some more?
I want some more.
Yeah, because you only have... Don't add water to that. You have, like, two drops of rye in there left.
So you were going to have a game today, Eddie. What happened?
Well, they canceled because it was raining. So
which tripped me out.
Was it actually raining, or is it, like, it had just rained, so they don't want
to... No, they said it since the beginning. Okay, so this league... That I was going to put my son in. One of the parents was telling me, oh, they play every Friday, so it's $5. You have to pay the referee, so everybody, you know.
Pitches in, yeah.
So I was like, okay, awesome. So he told me, and then all of a sudden, he texts me. He's like, hey, it's canceled until next week when it doesn't rain. I was like, okay, cool. So now he tells me, he's like, oh, we want to do practices once a week. I was like, okay, well, let me know what week you want to do, and we'll do a practice and then the game. I haven't heard back, but I think it's interesting. It's good for, my son Isaac, because, again, it's a little bit more competitive.
Right. Yeah.
And I think that's what they need, because AYSO, it's awesome, it's cool, but they need to be a little bit more
competitive. But is it really, is it cool?
It is.
Is it really?
It is. And the only thing is, you know, it's friendly. All the kids have fun. That's the most important part.
Right.
That is the important part.
That is the important part. The competitiveness.
Wow.
There was a lot of letters added to that.
Wow. Well, anyways, the competitiveness of it. I think it should be a little bit more, which they do it when they do Hrupa Cup. That's when it gets a little bit more like, you know, intense and stuff. But I think they should do a little that more in the beginning of the season. And I think they should give you at least 3 weeks to train the kids before they start their first game instead of giving you a week. I don't know. But I know I get it. I get it.
I think you're just being a bitch. Maybe. I'm just kidding.
I've been doing it for a long time.
But what do you... Yeah, exactly.
And I really think that, like you said, ASO is just the friendly sport. Thank just you. So you get your kid out there and exercise.
No, yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
You want to get into competitive sports, go to clubs.
Yeah.
It's probably, you want that, but you got to have time.
Yeah.
You got to have
time
but
and money.
But now, have you heard that now they're going to club teams?
They are. But what they are, what those club teams are the best of what ASO has.
Okay. Mm.
So they're picking like the all-star team.
And right.
Saying, okay, yeah, now we have a division for, you know, U5 or, you know, so, 10-year-olds. And
now, you know, actually, I was thinking of getting the certification to do that. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, not until I find Isaac or he's in that level, mm-hmm. I'll go into that second step. And if he doesn't, it's fine with me. I don't care.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, I was like, you know, I'm going to hold back and see how he does and see how the whole thing is.
Well, just a lot of it, man, is a lot of push.
So ASO is more like an introductory type thing.
It is.
Yeah, feel the sal. Like, do you like this? Exactly. Do you not like this?
Yes. That's nice. Exactly what it is.
It makes sense because they're more like they're trying to be more popular. You know, they want more kids to participate, whereas maybe not all of them are competitive. More of them will participate.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's exactly it.
And if they enjoy it, then, yeah, why not put them in something that's a bit more competitive?
Don't understand is why do you got to give them a fucking trophy? Like, really? Like, if your fucking team really sucks, like, my son is not going to get a trophy.
So maybe like a ribbon?
I'm not going to just hang that. Maybe a ribbon.
Yeah. I think ribbon's acceptable.
Ribbons are all right. You know, or just, you know, just to give them a little bit of appreciation. You know what? Mm-hmm. You gave your good effort. Yeah, okay, yeah. You fucking play with the fucking flowers half the fucking time. But you know what? You did okay. You did all right. You showed up. You know, you didn't skip my practices. And you know what, though? Like that. You
showing
know what?
Up cool. is... It's a big deal, though.
It's a fucking big deal. And that's what a lot of parents don't understand that shit. He's like, oh, yeah, I just fucking signed my kid up, and you know what? Yeah, I'm going to fucking drop him off with this coach and then just fucking walk away.
That's one thing. I think that's one thing that people like. No. Even in schools, like with teachers, it's like they think like the teachers need a parent. It's like, no, you need a parent.
Yeah.
I'm just here to teach.
No. Yeah. Like no, I know. Yeah.
That was my biggest thing is like last weekend, Victoria had a gymnastics class and but she had a thing for work, and she asked me, she's like, are you still going to take her to her class? I was like, yeah, why not?
Right.
Like, I mean, and I make it a point to go to, you know, her classes. Yeah, she's not great at it. I mean, it's not like she's doing backflips or anything, but she's learning. She enjoys it.
There, and that's it. She enjoys it.
She's
you know?
4 years old. You know? Nobody... I don't expect, I mean, it's not China or anything. They're not like right. making them like, you know. They're not forcing them to be Olympians at this early of an age.
Yeah,
but, you know, she has fun. She likes it.
Speaking of China and stuff, I watched this video of so I like watching this video with these guys that they both play violin really well. They're both
I know who you're talking
Chinese.
About.
Chinese. I don't know what it's called.
I know who you're talking. I've seen them because like they're like.
So I know you're they review people playing violins and stuff, and so they reviewed this girl. She's not Chinese though; she's South Korean, 12 years old, playing like this insanely difficult technical song, and the song is beautiful. And I was watching, I was like, "Holy crap! Like this is incredible. The skill, just trying to think the amount of hours." And discipline that it takes to be able to play that type of music, like at 12 years old, like
what kind of music?
Professional violin.
Oh, okay.
You know, what Sorry. Was that song of Charlie Daniels? The Devil Went Down to. It wasn't that song though.
She wasn't. She didn't go.
I forgot the name of the song, but that song was incredible. Y'all should talk about aliens. Let's be honest, they're real. Yeah, they are real, and they're illegal. And they're here.
Yeah.
I think that's part. You know, as much as they're making a big deal, as much as they're making a big deal about this whole vaccination thing, and forcing people and the measles outbreak and this and that.
Yeah,
it's like when you. That's one of the things that like. People will always bring up when they're talking about vaccinations is, oh, herd immunity. It's like, yes, herd immunity also keeps, you know, in fact, that you're not letting in random people with unknown medical histories to that herd.
No, which does contribute to it. Mm-hmm. But going back to aliens, I don't know how I feel. Like, I used to think that they were real. Like, it could be a possibility because of all these pictures, different eyewitnesses. But I'm not sure, though. I'm not so sure whether it is real or not. It could be maybe some government experiment where they're like, they got new technology that they're doing now, you know? Who knows? I don't know, Melissa. What's your opinion on that?
She's talking about aliens.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know. I know. I know. Not illegal aliens. I know.
That's funny.
I know, but
But
I do find it entertaining to watch like those ancient alien shows like on History Channel or just watch videos of, because there's some weird stuff that people catch on camera, you know.
I guess
it's, and yeah. I have seen myself like seen some lights or whatever, like in the night where like I've seen one light where it's like it was moving slow and then it stopped and then it reversed really fast and then it went back. And then it just shot up.
Do you really think they're extraterrestrials?
I saw that with my own eyes. I don't know if it was an extra. Like I said, it could be.
You know, it's funny. LSD flashback.
You know, over there by your by your house last time. Yeah, I was driving like 2 weeks ago, and I was driving, and I all of a sudden I see like a balloon coming up in the back. I was like, "What the fuck is that?" I didn't want to go over there.
What, were you scared?
I don't know. Have you seen scary movies?
Of course.
Why are you going to walk towards the fucking trouble?
Yeah.
Walk
away from or the sound? What was the sound? I'm not going to go investigate.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, anyways, I saw that shit. I was like, what the fuck? And it was late at night. I think it was like 11 o'clock. And it was there for like a while. It was just interesting. I don't know.
It was a balloon?
But you didn't go
look like a balloon. I don't know.
This story has no payoff.
No, it doesn't actually.
Because you didn't look.
You didn't get raped or anything.
Which is
you didn't get anally probed.
You can't rape the willing.
So. Oh, that's true. That's true.
You can't rape the willing.
Man, but I mean,
if you go over there, you know what you're signing up for.
That's true. That is very true.
Weren't they supposed to be like releasing certain files that were like. What's it called?
Classified
files. Like
probably. I don't know, man.
I was like in 2020 or something like that. They're supposed to release certain files, like some like blue book.
Area 51 kind of thing, or
something like that, with like the Air Force.
Or who
like
really killed JFK?
So there are UFOs, and UFOs are real. That's unidentified flying objects because they don't know what the fuck they are.
Yeah, they don't know what it is.
No, I think the B-52. Like that was a UFO for a certain period of time, you know, that was out like in what, in the '50s.
That was like Independence Day.
Stealth bombers. Yeah, stealth bombers. Like that was technology that was out like in the '50s and stuff.
That's,
you know,
crazy. Well, that's the thing. That's the thing that a lot of people will bring up too.
Yeah,
is like right around that same time of the Roswell crash, there was a big boom in technology and how we did things and like discoveries and inventions and stuff like that. So a lot of people will attribute it to that. Maybe we found technologies, you know, at the crash site that, you know, we didn't know and we just replicated them.
Yeah.
That's also a possibility. I don't know.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
I wouldn't rule it out as a possibility. I wouldn't rule it out as a possibility that the aliens are fucking with our lights right now. You know, that's also possible.
Oh, did you ever
update,
figure that out?
Update. Okay. I did figure out the lights. So I found out that our transformer down to poles. There, it's bad, so I have to change it. So they gave me 3 months to change it. Give me like around 3 months, we'll change it. Edison said that.
So it's not a transformer, it's a Decepticon because it's bad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I see.
That's what it is.
So you have a Decepticon, not a transformer.
Exactly.
Yeah. I see what it is.
Yeah. I gotta get a transformer to fight the Decepticon.
Get with it, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I've been drinking a little bit too much.
I can tell.
back on the whole alien thing, like there have been a few, like, you know, eyewitnesses and stuff. Like even in Mexico, like what was his name? Jaime Maussan.
Your dad?
Not my. My dad. My dad is Cesar Milan.
Oh, that's my dad.
Yeah. That's Carlos's uncle.
Carlos's uncle, yeah.
Which is why I passed away. God rest your soul. But
his uncle-in-law. Yeah.
Uncle-in-law, yeah, right. Yeah.
I saw him at Costco one time.
Oh, you did?
It was weird because that's the first time I had seen him, and he was like, he didn't have a beer in his hand.
Yeah. You didn't recognize him at first?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, wait a second.
And then he was looking at the beer, she's like, oh, what's going on?
Now I know.
No, he had a soda. He was getting soda from the, because he got a hot dog at the Costco place, so the food place. That's where I saw him. I was like, oh, shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, like videos like that, like in Mexico, like, you know, they would record. And even in Mexico, there's some crazy stuff where they have like this witch, you know.
That, oh, I've seen that.
Have you seen those? Like a person floating in the air.
Yeah.
And then you have that satellite.
They're real.
The Black Knight or whatever. That's floating around. It's like thousands of years old, and they don't know how it got into.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
or like right. Sometimes like you'll see the videos with like the big like the lights that'll just turn on and like it looks like something just gigantic floating in the sky.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what the fuck is that? Like,
I mean, so there's a lot of crazy shit out there, right? And we don't know.
I don't know.
Well, no,
I won't say. I won't say it's impossible. I won't say it's fake. It may be something that that actually exists, but maybe not in the form that we think it exists. Like
it could be another dimension. I'm talking about like demons type stuff. Like, who knows? That's also a possibility.
Yeah, I don't know. Could be anything. Could be anything.
A whole other dimension. I mean, it's an interesting topic. It's not. I used to be super into it before. I know my dad's still into it, but
I mean,
me not so much anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not something. It's one of those things that, like, of all,
you think they look just like us?
Huh?
You think aliens look just like us?
Probably not.
I doubt it.
I always thought when I was growing up, when they talked about aliens, I was like, probably were the aliens.
I mean,
well, yeah.
It's
a very vast universe.
Well, so. To a certain degree, that.
I mean, if you believe that space is real, actually.
Well, you gotta. Some people understand that aliens are not from. They're not actually from outer space. They're actually just demons. That's how some people and perceive
that's,
that.
That's what I've heard. Like a whole different dimension, right?
Yeah, they're just demons. They're not. Yeah. They're not here to help. They're here to harm, and they're here to corrupt. So they're demons.
So that's why they put things in your butt?
They corrupt your butt.
That's true.
Damn.
That's true.
So that's how you corrupt things, is you put things in their butt.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Are you the test subject?
Huh?
Are you the test subject?
The test subject? No. They just put shit in my mouth.
Nah, I'm just
kidding. I mean, close enough. Close enough. Your breath smells like shit. So.
Like what? That was after. He put it in Eddie's butt.
They didn't wash their hands.
Damn. Always sanitize.
They don't know about that. Oh my god.
But that's what they say. I'm just saying.
I mean, yeah.
I heard different opinions about that. And if you listen, like I said, if you listen to all kinds of different talk show hosts, late night, whatever.
As far as like abduction movies, one of my favorites is Fire in the Sky.
I've never seen that.
No, so yeah, it's a story of some loggers, I think in Oregon or probably Washington, one of those states with a bunch of trees. Definitely not California. We don't have a lot of trees.
Our trees are all dead, ready to burn.
No, it's because stoners smoke them all. So
mother's love.
Speaking of, Oregon has a surplus of the other kind of trees.
But. Right, so we'll talk about that soon. But yes, so it's a story about these loggers, and so it was, I think it was like four or five of them, and they witnessed like this aircraft that landed, and of course it was white guys.
So they went to go investigate?
One of them did. So actually no, four or five of them did. So they all went to go investigate, but one of them actually tried, he went up to the actual aircraft, and of course he was abducted. The other ones were like, we're white, but not that white.
So they kept their distance.
So they kept their distance. And so yeah. So and everybody's in that party. Everybody's story was, you know, was the same. What happened?
They put things in their butt, and what else?
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah.
I mean, it seems weird to me. Like
it's a probing party.
Probing sounds like a party.
It seems weird to me that like you know for. You know, if you believe that, you know, they would be such an advanced race of intelligent beings,
mm-hmm.
like you would think that they would have better diagnostics equipment than, you know, having to go through somebody's butt.
Very true.
Yeah.
And poking stuff in someone's eye. Yeah. You
know. No, that was Terminator 2.
No,
that was true.
Was it?
Yeah.
The T-1000.
Oh, that was like that. Yeah.
Freaking.
That's true. That's
that was
true.
Badass, dude.
But yeah,
that's just weird to me. I mean, I don't know. Totally believe that shit. Maybe they got just fucking a roofied and they just got up the butt by some lumberjack. Oh, it's an alien. That motherfucker's just bringing foil for a fucking reason. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah,
but you know, yeah. Just
those woke up. They woke up with sore buttholes and they had to explain them somehow.
Just made up a story.
Yeah,
like, that's funny.
What was your story, Eddie?
Five loggers in the wood, and one woke up with a sore butt. Let's come up with a story.
Yeah,
but
fuck.
But going back to the whole Oregon thing, they did legalize a certain.
Oh, no, that's Colorado.
Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado. Wait,
what countries are you talking about in Oregon? countries.
Oh, no, I was, huh? I was talking about their surplus of weed that they have.
Oh, surplus of trees. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, it did. Colorado, they just legalized mushrooms.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome. I mean, I know that I've seen
the magic mushrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched a documentary of a guy.
Decriminalized it.
I watched a documentary of a guy that would get like really bad cluster headaches, and even to like even for migraines, people say that this works, is microdosing them.
Microdosing, and then also to quit smoking cigarettes too, and to treat depression.
Well, yeah, they did PTSD. That in Beverly Hills. Actually, they're going through something right now where they want to stop smoking cigarettes in their city.
Stop smoking cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
So
they want to ban it.
They want to stop smoking cigarettes?
No, they want to ban cigarettes in Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah, all cigarette sales. They want to ban them.
You know what?
Also, the tobacco products. Not necessarily just cigarettes, but tobacco products.
Pretty much, yeah.
But they're okay with fucking smoking joints and shit.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So that's okay.
That's fine.
So that doesn't cause...
I don't know in Beverly Hills if there's any actual like recreational dispensaries. Mm-hmm. I don't know that. There might not be.
They might not be, but you know, they might go to the fucking town next door and
pick up shit. Well, of course. That's how it happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Have you guys watched the Fourth Kind movie?
The fourth kind? Yeah. What's the fourth kind? That one's a trip. That one takes place in Alaska, I believe. And I think that's the one. If that's the one, that's the one where people would see, right before they would get abducted, they would see a white owl outside their house.
Like, really?
Yeah, they would see a white owl outside of their window, outside of the door or whatever. And then that's when they knew that they were going to be abducted. And
can you imagine, like, if you, like, wait, like, did they know, or was it like you knew because you were watching the movie?
I knew because I was watching the movie, but after a while, those people knew because they would remember the white owl, and then they would remember like waking up
with a sore butthole.
With the sore butthole, yes. So they wake up,
no smokes. And so
they would think it was like a nightmare.
Yeah,
and then we'll wake up and like, what just happened? Like, what was that? You know, so it's an interesting movie for sure. So it's
what year was that?
I want to say it was like the recent, actually.
Really?
Like 90s, early 2000s, around there. Huh. And so one of the conspiracy theories is that it was a government experiment.
2009.
Which that's another thing too, with a lot of these alien abduction stories, like in the 50s, stuff like that. That, I mean, if you think about LSD, government, they'll experiment with shit without even knowing.
No, even worse than that, they would do is like, I don't know if they actually planned this or if they actually MK did Ultra. It. But they were drugging people with LSD, like outside of whorehouses.
Really?
Yeah, because like, they figured who's gonna rat on themselves that they're going to a whorehouse and somebody, you know, gave them fucking LSD.
That's true.
So, I don't know if that actually happened or if that was like a planned thing that was supposed to happen. But I mean, there's other fucking worse experiments that the government's done. You know, the Tuskegee Airmen and fucking all kinds of shit. Yeah.
Well, crack too, right? They did that.
Yeah, depending on who you talk to.
Well, true. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
depending on who you talk to, that, you know, they would say that, I've heard the theory of HIV being invented by government.
I heard that theory too before.
Yeah.
Too.
So, yeah. I don't know. It's again, anything is possible, right?
That's true. In this world, anything is possible.
It's hard.
Anything is possible just to ruin mankind.
Yeah. I mean, we have seen some weird attempts at doing stuff like that. And that's kind of my thing. It's like, I'm okay with listening to certain, I mean, because things have happened in terms of, you know, attacks or falsified attacks.
Yeah.
You know, to say that immediately that all of them are just, I mean, to me, it just kind of makes it like, okay, like, I'm probably not going to listen to you.
Right.
I mean, because if everything is a false flag, then nothing is, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like one of those things. It's like when you get enough emails marked urgent, then nothing is urgent.
That's true.
Exactly.
You know?
That's very true.
So it's one of those things. It's like if But, I mean, that's not to say that I would immediately dismiss some of the stuff, but it's like sometimes people have these explanations that don't make any sense, right? That there's certainly easier ways to go about explaining things than, you know, oh, government made them do it. Like, no, maybe this guy just was able to do it. Oh, well, why is this? Well, because of this. Like, you know.
Some shit just gets out of control.
Like, one of them was that like, I actually had a serious discussion with somebody about, was like the Christchurch shooting. You know, they were talking about like, oh, well, you know, this guy's shooting. Why can't you see the brass? I was like, dude, like, the resolution is so low. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
you can't expect to see brass ejecting from the firearm.
Right.
Like, oh, look, there was this guy in the room and he wasn't there before. It's like, well, he didn't turn that way. That's why you didn't see that guy. Mm-hmm. Oh, there was this thing on the ground. Like,
are people talking about that was a hoax?
Oh, yeah, immediately. Oh, like, gosh. A lot of the times that's like, and I have a hard time, like, I'll entertain some of the stuff just for, like, you know, for the value of analyzing things for shits and giggles. Oh, no, you're good. I'll entertain some of the stuff just for the value of, like, listening to people's perspectives or maybe watching things over and seeing things that maybe I didn't see.
Mm-hmm.
But... not all the time, man. That shit just doesn't appeal to me.
So, wait. I was out of the room for a bit. How do we go from aliens to Christchurch shooting? Hey!
What's up, girl?
How you doing, sir? Carlos is
conspiracy,
in the house.
Conspiracy theories and government, you know.
Yeah, we just...
government attacks them.
Yeah.
You know, everything's a false flag.
I see.
Yeah, so... but, I mean... and then speaking of shootings, there was recently one in Colorado.
Right.
Yeah, dude.
It was a female, right?
Well.
Allegedly?
Wait. Female?
A female?
That's what I heard. I don't know.
Well.
So I heard it was two.
Was it?
Female.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Whoa the there. Fuck? Hey. What's going on, man? Simmer down now.
Those little heads.
Yeah, look at these fucking handsome Steve Allen.
Sir, would you like some whiskey?
Hey, yes.
Yeah, we need to get him a cup, sir.
What happened?
Do you have somewhere I can put all those cans? I'm embarrassed.
You should be.
Go in the house?
Well, yes and no. I mean, it's just cans of Budweiser, so it's mostly water anyway. So.
You're a liar.
It's mostly water. All right, it's piss-flavored water. But anyway.
You couldn't drink that, man.
You're probably right. Because it's disgusting. yeah, so you won't hear... I don't think you'll hear too many more details about necessarily this the shooting. It won't get the attention that maybe some of the other ones have because the narrative is doesn't really fit.
It does not fit. No. And there was one of the kids that... you know, lunged at the shooter, Kendrick.
And that's a shame, is that, you know, that's of the coverage that has happened. Mm-hmm. There won't be too much mention of that young man.
And kudos to that man, God rest his soul. And also kudos to his classmates, to his fellow STEM classmates, that when they held a vigil for the kid, automatically it started becoming a political thing, right? About like gun control and this and that. And as soon as that started happening, the kids started walking out. They were like, this is bullshit. Like, you know, like they were saying like, we're kids. We're you know, we're not a statistic. Don't try to make this political. We're here to honor Kendrick.
Yeah. Just that, but then later on they were outside and they were actually, making chants about, you know, focusing mental health.
Right.
Which I think is important.
Is that what's wrong with them?
I mean, with anybody who has the capacity to be able to open fire in a school, just you have to be mentally sick to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, to kill multiple people or attempt to kill multiple people.
Yeah, you attempted to.
You have to just be sick in the head, man. And it is a problem. I'll agree with that. We do need to not focus, but make that kind of like a priority of like mental health, you know, like.
Yeah, but if it's I guess I have a different opinion on that.
Like, what's your opinion?
When I guess when the cogs are broken, like, there's no fixing a lot of these kids, you know? And I don't know, honestly, I don't know what to do with those, you know? Because they, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, yeah, everyone could get help, but some people don't want it.
Yeah.
And then mentally or they're not mentally strong enough to fix it.
Here's the thing,
you know,
is there's more to it than that, but there's not. If you look at the profile of many of these shooters, it's been middle class, white boys,
yeah,
that have been medicated in order to treat a symptom. Of what that symptom is just, I don't know, being boys. Quite honestly, I mean, a lot of the times, like if I look back on it. Like, I probably think, like, damn, like, some of the stuff I did in school, like, if I was going to school now, like, I'd definitely be on medication. Like, I would have been, you know, because a lot of the times, and here's the thing, too, that has changed over the years from when we were going to school. Your kids go to school. How many male teachers do they have?
Dude, there's hardly any.
There's not that many.
That's true.
When I was in elementary school, out of all the 6 years that I was there, I only had one male teacher. In high school, I had maybe two.
Yeah.
My science teacher and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, two.
Mr. Livingston.
I don't know. I think I had a pretty even amount.
Did you?
You did, yeah. But now, it's not a thing, I don't think. I don't think it's as common.
Having a male teacher?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think that affects students? Like,
In terms of the discipline...
How does that... Yeah.
In terms of the discipline, the way it's handled, also it's the learning environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, forcing kids to sit quietly and, you know, kind of like, you know, pay attention and not... I mean, it's hard for I mean,
but
you have boys. I mean, you would know that it's much harder to, you know, have them sit still and
definitely. Pull. I have to school my kids, my boys, to understand that they have to respect women.
Oh yeah,
right.
Okay. Oh, of course.
I understand, right. But you're not trying to give them medication. You whoop their ass.
No, that's definitely true. It's because
discipline, yeah.
When Ryan was in kindergarten,
mm-hmm.
the teacher told me, "Hey, your son should be on medication. He has ADHD."
Yeah,
I'm like, no, I'm not going to give him medication. How about if I change his fucking diet, you dumb fucking twat? Because no, medication is not what it needs to be done. Well,
I have a friend who was telling me that...
That's the easy fix.
I have a friend that was telling me that, like, he changed, like, at home, not just his kid's diet, but everybody's.
Yeah, everybody's.
Like, they limited their diet to, like, exactly. A lot less sugar,
yeah.
A lot less processed shit, and, like...
Right.
He's like, yeah, for her birthday, you know, we took her out and we noticed that, like, you know, yeah, we took her out. She got ice cream, you know, she had cake or whatever. And we noticed some of the same behaviors of acting up was coming back.
Oh, right.
Yep.
You do. You do. I mean, the sugars, the processed foods, all that shit.
Sugar is a drug.
It's funny because just looking at how different foods or whatever, even not even talking about food, say like video games or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You see what their how they think or what their different ideas are just by having, say, take something away. The only reason why I put this is because, like, my son, yeah. Like, he was into video games and stuff like that, and then all of a sudden different moods came up.
Yeah.
And I took it away, that mood subsided.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay. And I could see the same thing what he was talking about, you know what I mean?
Yeah, plus it's the interaction too. The thing is, like, the interaction in video games. Like, I know you don't let your kid use a headset, but he still hears, like, the chats and what goes on.
Oh, for mm-hmm. sure. Oh,
yeah. And he for sees sure. how people, like, dude, people on Xbox Live, they talk like fucking they're on the internet.
Oh yep. Yeah,
definitely.
Well, like, you can't. Like, I told my son, like, I was like, well, are they cussing and stuff like that when you're on there? He's like, oh no, Dad. I was like, bullshit.
Nah, yeah, they are cussing.
I know sure. how the fuck I was when I was playing it. Like, I know how. You know what yeah. I mean? Like,
it depends on the language depends of the house.
Yeah. Plus, it depends. Yeah.
That's true. You know, it depends on the language of the house.
Fuck that. No, I'm just like,
I understand. I got a fucking bad mouth. But, you know, it depends on the language of the house. I've heard my oldest son, my 15-year-old son, cuss. You know, I'm like, what the fuck?
Were you appalled? Why were you surprised, huh? First of all?
Huh?
Why were you surprised?
Because, dude, I never heard him cuss until maybe a year ago.
Right.
You know what? Dude,
When did you first cuss?
When?
Yeah.
I thought I was fucking coming out the womb cussing.
All right, then. Okay, then.
But I wasn't angry. I just said, hey, you know what? Don't speak like that.
Yeah.
Because it's only going to show how unintelligent you are. You know, yeah, I'm a dumbass and I'm going to talk shit. Mm-hmm. But don't be like that. You know, we want our kids to be a little better than us.
Right. Of course. You know? Yeah, of course.
Of course. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I'm not going to lie to them and say, "Oh, cussing's the worst thing ever." No, it's like, you know what? Just some people, if you could express yourself without cussing, you got a little bit more leverage than a lot of people out there.
Right.
That's it, you know. But yeah, you know what? And I tell my boy, you know, because he's playing video games, and we had a bad conversation one day about, you know, how he's antisocial in a sense. He's like, well, no, I talk to people at school. I go, well, fuck. Well, okay. Well, that's just probably your five or six friends that you talk to. But I hear you how you talk on the Xbox or the PlayStation, whatever, and you're all, you know, like, oh, I'm angry, this is stupid, you know, you should have covered me, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But you know what? You can't be like that.
Yeah.
Like, outside the world, you shouldn't be like that. You should, people know when you're angry.
So,
saying it.
So going back to, so he only has like maybe like five close friends or something, right?
Yeah, he has a couple.
And that's not bad. I mean, that's not a bad thing to have five close friends only. I think what it is, like, the whole, like, Instagram and Facebook thing, like, getting likes. It's like, oh, I don't have that many followers, stuff like that. Like, so that means I'm antisocial. Like,
right.
If you have five close friends, that doesn't mean you're antisocial.
No. And that's the thing. But still, it's like, I'm, you know, when you're the party you're going to have, right? I'm bringing him here because he doesn't go anywhere. He doesn't want to go anywhere because he's just like, oh, I don't know what to talk. I don't know what to say. I'm like,
yeah.
Well, obviously, motherfucker, because all you want to play is video games. Yeah. So,
you know, and you know what to say there.
Yeah, right.
Cover
so,
me.
So, you know what? Let's just, I'm going to start bringing you a lot more with me.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Hey, you listen to people and how people conversate and have conversations and build different conversations.
Right.
And, you know, and how to start off or how to stop a conversation.
Like we're having right now.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And then these are the things that a lot of these kids don't know.
They don't know.
They just like, you know what? These parents just, you know, I understand. You know what? Hey, this is, especially if you're like in California, the bigger states, New York, you know, Florida. Both parents have to work.
Dude.
Yeah. They're just there. You know, they have to work. And then you know what? When they come home and they want to just fucking, you know, just chill.
They want to
wind down. And it's hard, you know, because you know what? The kids have so much fucking energy. Uh-huh. And like, oh my gosh, I have to keep up with it.
I have a solution,
and
then
you know what?
Some people,
it's just, you know what? Just here's a video game. Here, go play. Go play. And then you know, next thing you know, you're not being a parent.
You're not there.
You're just like, okay, let the fucking game manage you. You have this fucking game, manage this kid from 4 years old to 15. What the fuck do you think is gonna fucking happen?
Do you know what the solution is, Alex?
Playing all shooting games and shit. What the fuck do you really think is gonna happen?
Yeah. You know what the solution is?
Huh.
You need to do math, bro. So you can keep up with your kids.
All right.
When you get home,
I'll lose weight. I'll lose my teeth. You know,
hey,
the benefits are all there.
Hey,
yeah, you won't have to go to the dentist because you don't have any teeth.
That's true.
Save money.
Dental plan.
Yeah, you save money.
What dental
that
plan?
Money? That money that you save from dental plan. Guess what? You can buy more. Yeah,
that's true. Meth.
<Yeah. laughs> The Simpsons said it best. Dental plan. Listen, these braces.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it's what happens.
It's a good plan.
Yeah. It sucks. Yeah.
You know, it's really sad. And you know, and I try to keep up with my boys. I do. You know, it's like when I get home, I'm fucking tired. But you know what? Fuck it. Hey, I'm going to the gym. Let's go. Get your fucking asses up. Let's go.
And it's funny though, because that's why I had them playing the soccer thing every Friday. Because I have like a week. I'll be like, "Hey, we're gonna train once a week because I want you to be out there and be like, you know, 100%.
You could run around and do something, man.
I don't want you to be that kid.
Here's the thing too. Is and a lot of people like, it's counterintuitive, right? And I need to go. I've been meaning to go back. It's just I need to make the time for it. But I remember when I used to work out, it's counterintuitive because, like, we were talking, I was talking to the HR lady, and she was having a conversation, and she brought up that she goes to the gym before, and she wakes up early as fuck and goes to the gym. People are like, aren't you tired about this? She's like, no, I get tired when I don't go.
You know, yeah.
That's true. That is very true.
For some people, it works that way. Some for other people, it doesn't.
Some people, yeah.
So, but mentally, it helps a lot. Right. Like, even just like stress wise, like getting, you know, just work, getting shit out, like
it does.
It helps.
So Rebecca is not able to sleep unless she goes to the gym. She's like, I need to go to the gym or else I would not be able to sleep.
Yeah.
Because her schedule varies, because sometimes she'll have overnights where she has to watch people sleep, or she'll have to work days where she has to look at those studies that she does.
Yeah.
So she's like, if I don't go to the gym, I have to, you know, I cannot sleep. God bless her heart. I mean, she tries to, you know, keep me going as far as going to the gym. That's the only time I go, like, whenever I'm over there in San Diego. Like, that's when I'll go to the gym.
Yeah.
But actually, I feel good, like, going, like, after a while. Like, I, of course, take my pre-workout. I take my legal meth or whatever.
Oh, dude.
And then...
there used to be this fucking stuff called Jack. Uh-huh. They changed the formula, but... See, back then, yeah. Fucking when we used to get that shit, dude, like I would get pissed if, like, because the thing is I used to go with like five or six dudes, and that's the best because you can't not go.
Mm-hmm.
Like the amount of shit that you would get, like, oh, yeah, for the rest of the day and then the next day, yeah, it just wasn't worth it.
Whatever, so that embarrassment was.
So it was just better. It was just better to go.
The right. Shit talking pushes you.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
The shit talking just, it's like, go, I mean, you're accountable. Being a little bitch. Oh, come on.
Dude, come on, you motherfucker.
But there would be times where, like, some shit would happen and, like, we wouldn't get to go. Bless you. And, like, thank people, you would take your fucking pre workout and some shit would happen and you're just sitting there, like, fuck, man. Like, I just want to fucking go, but we can't go. Yeah. It was just the worst feeling ever.
That's the best.
Like, that shit worked great.
When you have gym buddies plus the pre-workout, I mean, that's the best kind of motivation.
Yeah,
especially the shit talking.
Yeah, was the worst.
So I used to go with Darren Smith. Like, he was my, I'll call him my gym coach. And yeah, dude, like, it was funny because I never went to the gym before this. And so he's like, here, I'm gonna give you your man card back. And so he started training, like, and we used to train at Planet Fitness. And so this is a no judgment, you know, no judgment zone place, right? And Darren's a pretty big dude, and this dude would just, you know, he would squat a certain amount and, like, bench a certain amount, and of course, you know, a bunch of weight on the bar or whatever. And it would make a lot of noise. And when you work out, you make some noise, right? You're right, like, oh, you know? And one time they have, like, so they have this bell called, I forgot what the bell was called, but they would, if you were making a lot of noise or dropping weights, they would ring that bell, like, trying to let you know, like, hey, you're being a douchebag in the gym.
Yeah.
It's like, well, and so one time they did that. You're being a douchebag. And so they did that to Darren one time. He's like, we were like, well, I thought this was like the no judgment zone. What the heck happened, you know? Like,
that's funny.
But it's always great to have someone to push you in. Especially
oh, yeah,
the shit talking.
Yeah. Just a tool. You'll go to the gym just to avoid it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Because he'd be like, come on, quit being a bitch. Come on.
That's true.
Like, and I'd be like, oh, all right.
Yeah. Or sometimes when you're like, you're thinking pretty about pressure, you're like, fuck, man, I don't feel good. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just thinking about it. I'm like, but I'm going to feel worse if I don't go.
Yeah.
And that's the best, like, time to go. Like, when you don't feel like going, but then you go, you feel super accomplished.
Yeah, because you're like, dude, yeah, I wasn't going to go, but then I went. But I've been not going for a while. So.
4 days a week, man. I've been not going. 4 days a week, man. I push myself.
Cool.
Yeah.
You go? Mm-hmm. Nice, man.
Yeah. I just do cardio, bro.
Hey, try lifting some weights, though. That's true. That works a lot better than just cardio.
Well, the thing is, all I do is just like push-ups and pull-ups. And,
yeah. See, I didn't used to like lifting weights. Only because, and it wasn't even like, it wasn't like I was intimidated by it. I just didn't want to get hurt.
Yeah.
You know,
form is important.
But going with somebody like, and dude, you see that so much. Like, I learned a lot about, like, people from people that were doing it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'd see them and it's like they'd be trying to put up all this weight and then, like, they'd go missing. Like, you wouldn't see them and say, oh, this dude probably got hurt. He fucking hasn't been coming or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, for what? Like, just lift less weight, but do it properly.
Right.
And don't fucking hurt yourself, and you'll go a lot farther in the long term.
I think that's something that discourages a lot of people about going to the gym, is they think, like, well, what are people going to think about me? you know, like, yeah.
I don't give a fuck. When I'm there, I'm focusing on my workout. I don't give a fuck about what anybody else is doing.
A lot of people aren't like you, though. Like, a lot of people, like, they care about what people think about them. Like, they'll be like, well, I'm only lifting this much. What are they gonna, this guy's freaking weak. But the truth is, they don't really care. And no. I still, like...
The way I look at it is, like, dude, props. Like I've seen some, like, really big people at the gym.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And I'm like, damn, like, that's good. Props, you know, good for them.
Heck yeah.
Like, they should be here. Like,
absolutely. You
know, good for them. Like, I don't think, like, oh, that fat ass is fogging up the fucking treadmill and I need to use it.
And overall, I think that's the attitude in the gym. It's just not expressed as much.
It just depends. It depends on what gym you go to, too. That's a big thing. Because, I mean, yeah, there's some, like, I do the one that I prepaid to go to, there was this one lady where, dude, like, she would just bathe in fucking body spray and, like, was there in full makeup, which I've seen a lot, and I never understood that. Like, I never understood that. It's like, dude, like, what are you doing?
In the matching outfit.
Like, if you're actually working out, like, you do not want makeup on your face or else your skin will go fucking turn into fucking...
Cake face.
Cake face.
just melting.
Yeah, it's like, why, like, why would you do that? Because you're not working out. You're just here to look at the dudes, like,
Raiders in the last Raiders of the Lost Ark.
When the guy's face,
he's like, bah.
Yeah,
just go so fake. It's freaking marks. Just do it.
Yeah, I don't know,
dude. I forgot what I was watching, but there was this theory of, like, okay, Indiana Jones is pretty much useless in all the movies you watch.
Because
basically, if Indiana Jones wasn't in the movie of Raiders of the Lost Ark, then a Nazi was still, they would still open up the Ark of the Covenant. They would still open it up and die. So what was the point of Indiana Jones being there?
Just know that.
Yeah.
True.
He's a useless hero.
Pretty much.
He's just there to provide, I guess, a story.
An entertainment value.
Have you
watched that new Avenger movie?
No. I heard Ant-Man goes up Thanos' butt and then just...
Gets bigger.
Gets bigger.
Is that how it ends?
Rips him a new asshole.
That's how it ends, right?
Yeah. That's what I heard. Nice. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck they're having over there.
They're having a little powwow over there.
I know. I heard my name.
Say my name.
Are you used to dudes saying your name?
Wow.
No. Oh.
Just saying.
Shit.
I know. That fucking is getting it quick. Fucking Alex. Let me have some more fucking that.
You should.
You want Rittenhouse or you want Pikesville?
No, Pikesville. Bro.
So when aliens come down, they don't, you know, you don't, I don't feel the probe or what?
Warmed up. He's still asleep. He's like, this guy's not even waking up. It's our best subject ever.
Yeah, yep. This is the best subject ever.
He wakes up with a certificate next time. Abductee of the month.
We got a picture.
Oh, that's fucking wow.
You got a trophy. What's this trophy for?
Dude. Like when we have to be in this, it's like when we used to be in this fool's fucking garage and shit. We used to have fucking all those pictures and shit.
Yeah.
Dude, you have
the wall of shame.
I still have them.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do we? Yeah. Dude,
I still have them.
I gotta see those pictures.
Someone, I don't know, man. I had them in a box in the garage, and then somehow they got wet, and some got kind of damaged.
Yeah.
But they're still like, they're still pretty good. I can get them fixed.
I forgot who I was talking to, but
I still have Carlos's one. Remember we went to Six Flags?
Oh,
the one with the beard. And then he sat next to Chewy. Yeah, I still have that one, bro. I was like, oh shit, that motherfucker's still ugly.
Like a leprechaun. I was talking to this group.
I got IBS just looking at that picture. It's crazy.
IBS, irritable bowel syndrome.
That's
when you know you're old. IBS
gave me the shits.
Old man lingo. Wow. But I was talking to these people. I forgot who I was talking to, but we're talking about like being so close to friends that you're like at someone's house when they're not there, just chilling. And they're like, yeah, I was just chilling there. And then, you know, and then my buddy got home from work. They're like, what are you doing here? I was like, well, you know, it's like, well, have you ever been to someone's house and thrown a party while they're not there?
He shows up. He's like, okay, give me a beer.
It's like, hey, buddy, we threw a party. You're not invited.
Here's the thing about that house. Here's the thing about that party is we didn't throw that party. It wasn't on purpose.
It wasn't.
Yeah, it just happened.
It was, dude. Like, we didn't tell anybody.
So the original plan, it was supposed to be a hotel party.
And then
that was Nancy shit.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about.
That got dissolved quickly.
Fuck yeah. Because we fucking bounced that shit because it was weak.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. That was a different time then. I'm thinking of a different
time. No, you're talking about a different time. That's when I had to call David to open the fucking garage.
Oh,
hey, dude, I'm fucking with, you know, fucking around with somebody else right now. And you got to fucking, you got to be host.
You got to be host.
Like, what? Oh, fuck.
But, you know, David used to come out and then fucking go back.
Yeah, he would go back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And just wait until you get home.
So, that's what that call, your
he
dad,
did.
So that, calm Daisy.
That or your dad would come
out. Yeah, my dad would come out.
Your dad would party with us. I was like,
all right, cool.
I was like, what the fuck?
Well, I had to go to work at 3 o'clock in the morning. I was like, you're fucking crazy. It's like fucking.
You know who else would party? You know who else would party with us? Lola.
Yeah, that's true.
Lola,
that bitch used to get drunk.
Lola and White Sox.
White Sox.
Lola used to get drunk.
Oh, yeah, Lola would get drunk.
The Black Pits, bro. That's insane.
Pit bulls are the best dogs.
Fuck
fight me.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Fight me. I don't care what you say.
Come at me, bro.
Fuck.
Those are good parties, bro. Yeah, it was a good party. Yeah, good times.
It was good times.
I still talk about those things, those days. I was like, what the fuck? It's like, have you ever been to a party and it was at your house, but you weren't even there?
Yeah. You didn't even know what was happening?
Shit, have you ever been to a party where you wheelbarrow it? I would have.
Yeah, it's true.
Nah.
It's like, have you ever been to a party where someone got alcohol poisoning and ended up in a wheelbarrow and then somehow ended up at the hospital?
But in between going to the hospital, trying to suck his own dad.
Yeah, suck his own dad and talk shit to all the nurses that were trying to help us keep him alive.
Allegedly. What'd they say? They were like, he called us everything in the book except for nice white ladies.
Yeah. That's golden.
That's horrible, dude. I still feel
good
bad.
Good times.
I still feel bad about that. I was like,
I'm sure they had fun.
Huh?
I'm sure they had fun.
I'm pretty sure.
The way they described it, it seemed like they enjoyed it.
Yeah. Good thing they'd have like your cell phones back in the day, you know?
I know.
Like,
dude.
There you go. Like Facebook.
We would incriminate ourselves.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I think we would incriminate ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. I think you were talking about that earlier, right?
Yeah. Your party alone at your house. Your folks' house.
No,
we're cool. We got some whiskey, bro.
Some fucking absolute savagery.
Dude, oh my that gosh, was that party was insane.
Dude, we
mother's
filled,
love.
Dude, we filled up a whole fucking recycling trash can full of beer bottles. Like, that's how crazy.
I think it was more than just a recycling. I think it was the regular trash
can. No. We filled up the recycling one and then had to get rid of them. Like, we were like,
we had to get rid of them.
You know what's funny? I remember with Chums when you used to fucking, we guys rode in this fucking thing.
Oh, on his face.
No, we rode all over his face.
Yeah,
right?
Like, how funny.
And then the back was, but he woke up and he was pissed and rode on his face. So he washed his face and he thought he was cool. He's like, he's a man. He was like,
I drew a Homer Simpson on the back of his head and he used to have a crease and that shit. I made like, an angry Homer Simpson on the back of his head.
He didn't even know
that shit.
That was awesome.
Fucking hilarious.
Oh, walking around
those two
trying to be cool.
You know what? Yeah. That was fucking awesome.
It was, dude.
It was fine.
We could have died a couple of times, but you know, it was
fucking awesome though.
I would do it all over again.
Hell yeah, I would.
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Our poker games, we took pictures of. We're dumbass, but like I said, the good thing is it wasn't on social media. But we took pictures of all of our IDs, plus like the chips, plus whatever drugs and paraphernalia that was in there. It's like
allegedly,
with our IDs there.
Yeah,
that was a long time ago.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad.
I just remember the fucking bird, but the fucking
thing. A Petey?
Dude, somebody's car got stolen.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's a real party. You walk out and your car's gone.
Car's gone. Bird died.
The bird wasn't, yeah.
It's not a party until fucking somebody's car gets stolen.
And yeah. It's not a party until somebody gets socked.
That's true.
Oh my gosh.
Oh fuck.
That shit was too fucking funny.
Damn.
I don't know about you guys, but on that note, I think I'm ready to call it.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
Alright guys,
before it gets too far down the rabbit hole and we start revealing way too much.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, guys. Good week.
Peace. Thanks for joining us.
Alright, later.
Bye. Later, guys.
You just stop it there. We can cut it.